I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Adulation and intimacy, betrayal and hope, mocking and thirst, love and cruelty. From the glory and adulation of waving crowds with palms in their hands, to the intimacy of foot washing and the unforgettable gift of a meal. From the sting of one friend's betrayal and another's denial, to the faint hope of a conflicted ruler's mercy. From the mocking of those who fastened the nails, to the desperate cry for water. From the tender love freely expressed, to the cruelty of dying by crucifixion, with each wave of emotion during this Holy Week, this Good Friday, the crests grow higher and the troughs sink deeper. And on this day, Jesus' divinity and humanity collide on the cross, drawing us into the very heart of it all. It's a place we know well, for we too experience adulation and intimacy, betrayal and hope, mocking and thirst, love and cruelty. For we give and receive these actions and experiences. We know our great potential, but we also bear the weight of our repeated failures. In our world today, the extremes are more pronounced than ever. The waves are no longer merely undulating. They're rogue. They crash against each other, flooding once safe shores, wreaking havoc and destruction. In this deeply human time, the divine can often feel distant. And yet, here we stand at the cross, the heart of it all, with Jesus. It is an uncomfortable place. For all the coverings and distractions that once shielded us from the raw ugliness of humanity are stripped away, leaving us bare. And we find ourselves at the bottom of the trough, where it is deep, dark, and terrifying. Those who stood here before us, Jesus' mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, Mary Magdalene, and the disciple whom Jesus loved, watched the injustice and violence unfold, powerless to stop it. It was dehumanizing and a heart-wrenching experience. In real time, they walked the path of adulation and intimacy, betrayal and hope, mockery and thirst, love and cruelty. And despite their failings, their fears, their humanity, they stood at the heart of it all with Jesus. It was no comfortable place then, or now, but it is where you will stand if you truly love someone. beaten, whipped, exhausted, nails piercing his hands and feet, spread out on that cruel instrument of death, Jesus' humanity is laid bare. The full extent of God's willingness to enter our experience is revealed. God is here, at the heart of it all, with us. There is no way out of being human, but there is a way through. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. In the most human moment of moments, Jesus responds with love. In a world where cruelty is increasingly accepted culturally and politically, there is calling to us, the church, to love more radically. We may not be able to fix everything, but in the face of it, we can choose to love each other, to embrace kindness. In both the troughs and crests of life, adulation and intimacy, betrayal and hope, mocking and thirst, love and cruelty, we can care for one another. And in so doing, we will find our way home to the heart of God. When the waves threaten to overwhelm, may we be encouraged by these words of Judy Brown's poem, Trough. There is a trough in waves, a low spot, where horizon disappears and only sky and water are our company. And there we lose our way unless we rest, knowing the wave will bring us to its crest again. There we may drown if we let fear hold us within its grip and shake us side to side and leave us flailing, torn, disoriented. But if we rest there in the trough, are silent, being with the low part of the wave, keeping our energy and noticing the shape of things, the flow, then time alone will bring us to another place where we can see horizon, see the land again, regain our sense of where we are and where we need to swim.